This is exactly right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and for the first time in 2024, I'd like to say that Paul Dano collects teeth.
Thank you. Hell yeah, it feels good. New year, new teeth. Or old teeth.
New year, old teeth. Collected
by... Do you think
of
it? Like a he's getting new ones from the world, or is it like a game of pickup sticks where he just like recollects the same collection?
No. He's definitely getting new ones.
Okay, great.
I wonder how long a tooth lasts.
I think they last forever because there's just like a bone, right?
They're in skeletons and things.
Oh.
So he's got a mound of them.
A mound of teeth.
I will say I actually have a wisdom tooth. That's like about to come out.
So what are you going to do?
I mean, seems like I should definitely send it to him in the mail.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think he'd be insulted if you didn't.
Yeah, exactly. I love it when a collection comes to me.
Okay, good.
Oh man. I'm Brandy Posey and Carl's June. Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. It's just us. Carl's Jr., there's never a line. That should be their slogan.
Oh, God.
Is that true?
No, it should be, though.
Okay.
Oh, but there is never a line of Carl's Jr.
I'm Tess Barker, and I might fuck around and try some of this water stuff the kids are so into.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Neither can we pee.
Dude, kids are super into water. The Stanley Cup thing this year was
like, oh my God,
for Christmas.
What is this stupid shit?
It makes me feel crazy.
I know.
I saw a video of a girl getting bullied because she didn't have a Stanley Cup.
No.
She had like a knockoff. And I was like, guys, like this, even the people at Stanley are probably like,
it's a water cup.
It's just a water.
I know for sure. Sadly, as a 13-year-old, I for sure would have been a bitch to my mom for not buying me a Stanley Cup. Like,
oh,
I know that's yes. So. It's like it's just funny because I feel like we've had so many stupid trends, but at least they like felt like they made somewhat more sense than this.
Yeah.
This just is so nonsensical.
It's so nonsensical. Just, like people are stampeding over them.
Oh yeah, there were videos of kids on Christmas weeping, opening boxes to Stanleys. And you're like, I just love the idea of like a construction worker and like a teen like running for the same cup and the guy being like, I need this for work. I like have a job. This is not.
I honestly didn't even think about the hydration part of it because I don't even think they care about that. They just want the as an accessory, basically.
God, there's just like
is
a bunch
right?
of like empty
I think so.
Stanleys.
Like it's just about carrying it. Like,
that's.
I don't think it's about what you're
that's
putting
dystopian.
In it.
That's dystopian. That's extremely dystopian if that's true.
That's well, so they funny. Should get used to not having access to water in those
that's
cups.
That's true.
So
and
fine.
Good for them.
Yeah. It's just, it's taunting it. It's like
there's
capitalism
like,
taunting
but
the future.
Like, they're fucking huge. It doesn't fit in your purse. Yeah. Like, who wants an extra fucking thing to lug everywhere? Like, I have water bottles and I don't often like have them with me because it's like too much.
Yeah. Maybe they're keeping their stuff inside of it instead of water. Like, you could keep your keys and your phone. Like, it becomes
a purse. I did get a water purse, I will
say.
You
did get a water purse.
I did get a water purse, but I haven't even been using it. I haven't been bringing it around because it is such a pain in the ass. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm not bringing this anywhere.
Wait.
That's crazy.
I have a question. As someone who's been a teenager.
Yes.
Are we sure they're not putting vodka in them?
Oh,
I mean, some of them are for sure.
Definitely. Is that why they're so popular?
But like, again, I don't actually see people with them that much. I get, maybe this is like a more Midwest thing. I've seen the videos of people opening them, but I don't see people carrying them.
Well, I'm not around a lot of teens. Well, you know what? We should out at the Eagle Rock High School and take a peek.
Do a Stanley Cup count.
Yeah, we're just going to do a Stanley Cup. Just see what's going on over here. I'm curious. If you were a teen listening, let us know your relationship to your Stanley. Or if you're a teacher, let us know what's happening.
Honestly.
Are they asking you to go to the bathroom more? Like,
and I love how we're like so pissed and it's literally they're just doing like the healthiest thing. Like, we're angry about it.
It does make me mad. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just very silly. We're allowed to have this.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I will also say, this is kind of separate, but I feel like Crocs are whatever, their own thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you know Jibbitz, they're the charms that you put on a Croc?
Croc jewelry. Mm-hmm.
Croc jewelry. I ordered a mystery pack because I was ordering a new pair of Crocs.
Okay.
And in my mystery pack, they sent me this like insane 5 Jibbitz that are like 5 inches long. They're huge and they're all like for outdoor. One is a flask. I'm not kidding you. They sent me a flask.
Crocs?
They sent me a flask, 2 bottle openers and a knife sheath. And I was like, what is that? What is this?
But no knife.
Crocs?
No knife, but a knife sheath.
Fucking knife. I mean somebody, but I don't want to know them.
I know. I was like, what did they didn't. They sent this to an adult. Luckily, they're going to send a child like a flask and bottle openers.
But hold up, Babs. I think that might be like kind of coming into style now because I was in Pilates the other day and like the reformer I was on was wiped by the shoe rack. 2 different pairs of Crocs had hardware gibbets. One had like a flashlight situation and one had like a lock and chain kind of hanging off of it.
Oh, we need a mini Stanley gibbets. I'm sure that it exists.
That collab is coming for sure.
By the way, and I say this as someone who owns Crocs, but like if there's anything stupider than Crocs, it's the word gibbet and the concept
gibbet. They've done a great job with just leaning into how stupid all of it is.
Yeah, that's true. That's
for
true.
Sure.
But yeah, I was just like, I guess, I mean, I'm obviously going to use the flask.
Duh.
You have to.
It's insane. But I was like, thanks for sending me this.
Dude, I want one. That's cute.
I'm going to find you a tiny knife for the other one. I want you out. I want you out in the world with a flask on your left foot.
One of them is just rope. Like,
what is this tactical gear Croc?
It's all like brown leather. And Jen Goldberg was like, this looks like every like 4 Men's gift catalog. It's like a straight razor and like whiskey
rocks.
Yeah.
Wow. And also like, I love the idea that like you're gonna be somewhere that you would want a flask but also want to be wearing Crocs.
Yeah.
I guess concert or something.
Yeah.
Let me just put my mouth on this thing that's been by my feet all day.
Oh my God. So anyway, I'm going to be jangling. I'm going to be making a lot of noise while I walk around.
You're on.
Going
to
hear Babs coming.
I don't have any gibbets, but I kind of want to get. Maybe I
go mystery pack, you know?
I think you might have to
and see what happens. They sent me some other ones too that were cute, like a llama and some other shit that I'll actually put on there.
Okay. I'm sure there's a lot. It's like enamel pins you could do. Anything.
There is a lot. I couldn't pick, so that's why I was like, I'm just going to do the mystery thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Wow. Shit. Well, that's very exciting.
Well, anyway, do we have any things to promote? Far into the...
Yeah.
Before we bring in our guests, which are ourselves. So we'll just be more of us talking.
We'll get to it because we don't want to keep them.
Yeah, yeah. If you haven't had enough of my voice, I have a new podcast.
Yay!
Yeah. My comedy label, Burn This Records, is putting out albums. We've just started a couple weeks ago with our first one with Zach Peterson, super, super, super funny comic out of Omaha, Nebraska. And my podcast is called Burn This Podcast. And I'm doing interviews with all the artists that I'm putting out and playing some tracks from their comedy albums. You can find it wherever you listen to it. And it's... I'm working really hard at this thing. I'm really proud of it. And if you could follow Burn This Records on Instagram, I would really appreciate it. It does mean a lot to have all that kind of stuff. It will only be episodes when a new album is about to drop. But I mean, I've got probably about 15 already for the year that are coming out. So, you know, it's going to be fun. Oh, yeah. A lot of really, really funny comics that are working really hard. And, you know, I think maintaining a middle class in comedy is like incredibly important. And you know, you listening to this stuff and like you buying albums, if you like what you're hearing, really, really does go a long way to help people. So, you know, come support comedians that aren't famous. And hopefully will someday be.
Yeah. And one of those comedians that's not famous is me.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't want to be the one to say that I was going to have you on the podcast later this year, but spoiler alert, Tess will be on the podcast later this year because
I'm releasing an album on Brandy's label. I'm so fucking excited. And if you're
me too,
dude, I'm fucking pumped. Like, yeah, I'm obviously super excited to record the special, but like just really excited to be a part of Burn This Records, like the whole collab, but like there's nothing better than making an album with one of your best friends.
Absolutely.
I'm fucking stoked. And that's going to happen on Friday, March 22nd in Reno, Nevada. So if you're in the Reno area, put that shit in your calendar. Brandy's going to be there. It's going to be incredible. And yeah, ahead of that, I have some road dates coming up too. Also in March, I'll be in Denver on the 14th. And even sooner than that, actually, Babs and I have a show in Palm Springs.
Yes, this Saturday.
This Saturday?
8th.
January 28th?
Yes.
Yep. And then I'm also going to be in Eugene, Oregon the week after that on February 9th. And that's a bunch of dates not in order. So.
Sorry. Our Palm Springs date is January 27th. Thank that's probably you. The soonest one coming up after this recording. So January. If you're in Palm Springs, come see us.
Yeah, absolutely. Come see all of us on the road and support our stuff. And we always love saying hi. And like Tess is working really hard and she's so fucking funny. If you love her on the podcast, you should. I mean, she's also an amazing writer. So like think about Tess's performance plus shit that she hasn't just getting off the cuff. These are thoughts that have been worked out.
The best combination. Anyone the best could combination. Ask for.
Guys, yeah. I got whiteboards. I got weird words written everywhere. I'm in full.
Yes, it's happening.
Yeah, I'm in full prep mode. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Can't wait.
I love it. All right. Well, on to the show. Who do we have this week? We have
Oh my God. We've just got three, you know, ingenues, three brilliant.
I'll take it.
Comedians.
I'll take ingenue.
Ahead of their time, just like really breaking new ground.
Like beautiful, but they don't really know it. No, we know it.
Exactly.
They know it. Yeah. They know it.
Effortless. Yeah. Effortless and effervescent, yes. I think.
Yes.
Yes. So please enjoy our episode with us. Hey, everybody. We're back. We're back. I mean, for us, we're back. So this is we're recording this together after the break. Mm-hmm.
Just doing a little bit of
summit.
Time traveling.
It's a winter summit together.
Oh, I love that. It sounds so erudite.
Isn't that cozy feeling?
Mm-hmm. I love it. It's almost like the universe knew that I was podcasting today because I had a very embarrassing thing happening this morning.
Uh-oh, what happened?
I'll tell you guys about it. I went to Target to get some coffee. And there were some little scones that I wanted to grab too. And then I was so excited about them that I got in my car. My window was down. I went, oh, we got some little scones for us. Those didn't we love? And there's a child in the window in the car next to me that full on looked right at me and heard me do my little voice about my little scones all to myself. And I was like, all right, bye. I was just real excited and it was, you know. Just busting it
you
out.
Shouldn't be embarrassed at all. I feel like you showed that kid that you should at any times pull out a scone voice.
Proper scone.
He's been by yourself. Scone voice.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I see. This is why I missed. I mean, I missed you guys for lots of reasons. But thank you. Because I was like, man, come on, Target.
I love that. Child just like the amused. Idea of a scone turns you into a Helena Bonham Carter character.
I mean, I haven't bought one in a very long time, but I was just feeling it this morning. I was like, I like a little one.
What, which one did you get? Yeah, which, the vanilla one?
No, the cranberry orange ones are my jam. Ooh, I love that shit. And I like a little scone. I feel like a big scone is like too much commitment.
It is.
It's always too dry for me.
Yeah.
They're a lot. One? They're a sit down. Big so scone's messy. A sit down situation.
Oh my God.
So many crumbs. It's very dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm,
little baby one.
Orange.
Yeah.
That does sound good.
I can drop some by both you guys if you want later.
I already saw Brandy this morning. She was dropping something off at my house. So we had a nice little neighbor pop. And maybe you guys probably experience this. You live right next to each other, we don't see each other randomly. Yeah. So
we see each other in the mornings
pretty sweet.
Relatively often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Babs was doing her little walk in her hoodie.
Hot girl walk.
It was good. I've been doing it. I've been trying just to like do it in the mornings. Because I just I'm like, you know, I will not do it later, no matter what. Like any kind of workout exercise, if I put it off, it's most likely not going to happen. So I'm really trying to get my shit together and do it in the morning. So it was good.
That's great. Yeah,
I love it.
I'm a proponent of a morning workout for the same reason. Yeah, it's just I feel like just do it before you even like can wake up and talk yourself out of it.
Yeah. And it's just like I want to get in the I'm trying to get in the mode of just that's like how it is, you know.
Totally.
So. It was good, yeah. I actually went to Target last night and bought more sweats and hoodies so I could do more morning walks because it's cold out in the morning right now.
That's great.
Yeah.
I got myself a little hoodie.
You've been hoodwinked.
Sweats and hoodies, love.
And I came back with a huge, they didn't have any bags. And I bought kind of a lot because I was like, I don't know what's going to fit me. I don't want to try it on. So I just am like, return what I don't want.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think that Adam understands this approach because like when you're a woman, and I think especially like a thicker woman, you just like trying on clothes is just not, I'm like, I'm not putting myself through this in the Target dressing room, you know what I mean?
Especially
like, I'm not subjecting myself to this for sweatpants. What are we doing? You know. So he was like, what the fuck, you got so much stuff, and it's like, yeah, but you don't understand, like
it's,
I'm not, this is like this is half.
Yeah, you're just bringing Target to your house so that you can
exactly
shop at your house.
Just taking a little, just visiting for a little while, and but so I'm ready. I'm prepped. I got a water purse. Anyone?
I never heard of a water purse.
I can't remember what exactly they're called, but for my like super super long walks, you know. So because it's kind of a pain in the ass, or like they won't really fit in your pocket. Yeah. So I'm strapped. I'm ready.
Wow. There's nothing like new gear. Unfortunately.
It feels good. Yeah, it feels good. Yeah.
The promise of new gear. It's like a resolution every day. I feel like every new gear piece, you're like, this will be the one. It's just like it's
of
a January
course.
1st in a bottle. It's perfect.
Yes, literally. Yeah. And you know what I did avoid, though? I bought these things over. I came so close to buying a planner again. I had to
good for you.
I had to. I've so stopped myself so many times. I've looked at them. I've looked and I've been like, don't do it, bitch. And
I'm proud of you.
I think I'm past the point now because it's like, you know, if you don't get to the beginning, then
it's fucked.
There's no point. Yeah.
Don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to go be a psycho and write back what happened.
Probably. Like, and then I would be mad because it's not perfect. It's a whole.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no, no.
It's a whole disease.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we can all agree.
All good. Did everyone have a nice break?
Yeah, it was
a
good.
Holiday break?
It was good. I feel like I don't know if everyone else feels like this, but we were saying like, oh my God, life's just back again so fast. Like, I feel like it didn't even happen.
And there's always like that thing of like, well, but really, can't we just like not do stuff for like one more week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in the first week of the year being kind of a throwaway week.
A soft launch.
The expectations are off. Yeah, soft launch. It's a soft launch.
I think
a soft opening.
We really got fucked because New Year's Day was on a Monday. And so everyone was like, that means the rest of the week is work. And you're just like, Why?
You're so right. Because if it had been a Thursday or even a Wednesday, we all would have just
Like, we're fucked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got a little screwed over with the calendar. But yeah, it was good. I feel, you know, I went and ended up going to see my niece and nephew and my brother, obviously.
Yeah.
This way. That was really nice. And yeah, surprised them. I mean, my nephew's like too cool now, so he pretended not to care, but my niece is not too cool yet. So
hell
she
yeah.
cared.
Oh, good.
That was great. Yeah. And just had a, just hung out here with my guy and it was good.
Aw. I've looked ahead and January 1st, 2025 is on a Wednesday.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's
next year. Yeah.
2025 is my year.
Yeah. It's at least going to be my Thursday. I'll tell you that.
The first week of 2025.
Ooh, baby.
Is my week. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Because we have a leap year.
Home,
mm-hmm.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a leap year.
Wait, so what? That does that just mean the February shorter?
Longer.
Oh, longer.
It goes to the 29th as opposed to the 28th, which is very
no,
exciting.
It's more days than that. Isn't it like the 31st or something? Oh, it's just one day?
Mm-hmm. Nope, February just becomes the 29th every 4 years. One extra day.
Which I never realized.
That's a little fun, little weird portal feeling to it.
I think so. When I realized it was a leap year, for some reason that felt like fortuitous.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
We should next month.
Yeah.
Okay. We should do something for that. I don't know what, but some kind of leap year party.
We could have like a track meet where we have the leaping events. I might be skiing that day. We'll see.
Well, don't jump.
Okay. You'll
anything.
Be leaping.
I know.
You might be leaping. Just do little leaps. Little leaps.
Yeah. I'm busy. I don't have time to break my butt this year. I'm busy. No.
My friend Fran in college, his birthday is the 29th of February. So he's only like 8 years old, technically. He's only had like 8 birthdays. So he throws like a huge party when it actually happens. Yeah.
I feel like I would do that for attention, even if I wasn't born on that day.
100%.
Exactly.
I feel like, honestly, that's the way to go is like, every 4 years, you really blow it out for your birthday.
Yeah.
It feels like the right level.
Yeah. I mean, at least I think that's like how I feel. I'm trying to think. Well, I guess it depends on how you feel. But, you know, you want to go like really put all your efforts into like certain years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I blow it out every year. Yeah. Once a president. And this might be our last president. So.
Yeah.
Well,
it might be our last birthdays, which means we're done, guys.
I have this joke where I'm like, happy Pride Month. It's going to be the last one. So, you know, no one likes it, but it feels real.
It definitely feels real.
And that's what comedy is now. So here's some stuff I'm saying.
No one likes the joke.
You can't handle the truth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you guys some late Christmas gifts, so should we open them?
Sure.
Who should go first?
I would love to.
Yeah.
What do you think, Babs?
Okay, well let me say it's something we've talked about on the show before.
Ooh.
Okay.
And
I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah, but they are the same. So you should probably both open them at the same time.
Okay. Now, Tess, what do you think? Because I was trying to...
Yeah, give us some thoughts on this.
So, like, the shape is, like, long and, like, narrow.
It's kind of a funky shape.
It's, like, a rectangle.
Yeah, it's kind of...
I was, like...
It's kind of
like,
tongy when
you feel
it.
Yeah, it's, like, tongy.
It. Yeah. It's got, like, two sides to it with, like, a hinge.
I don't even know if this is a... It's not really even a... I don't know. It's not, like, a great gift. It's
selfie stick?
Oh, that's interesting.
Let's see.
I would say it's related, but no.
Are you ready, Brandy?
That'd be really funny if I made you guys both open a selfie stick.
Okay, let's go.
Yes! Yes! Oh my God, I'm so stoked.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes! I'm so excited. Thank you so much. Oh, it's a trash picker upper. I'm so excited.
Oh, this rules.
This rules.
Mine's downstairs. Mine's orange. So we each have a different color.
Different colors.
What color did you get, B?
I got a blue one.
I got yellow.
Oh, this is rad.
Babs,
this
and
they're actually yeah. like high, very high quality. Yes, I was like surprised at how good.
I can. It's got a nice gripper to it.
I can
like
pack this for vacation.
This is great.
I'm so excited.
Oh man. Yeah, this rules.
So now we can all be that bitch.
Oh my God. We've been wanting to be that bitch. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to be that
I was
bitch
like,
this year.
If I had had time, I was going to try and like bedazzle the top of them. But then I was also like, well, this is going to have trash on it. I don't know if you want to be put, you're not going to be putting that inside after you use it ever.
Oh, I love it.
I love it. Thank you.
Velcro to hold it together. This wow. rules.
And I've talked about before, man. Like, I'm gonna go to the beach and pick up trash and listen to podcasts.
Yeah, it's all of our dreams await us. And I started using it in the house. I was just closing cabinets with it. I was like, this is great.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I can get my phone.
You can grab, yeah. You can, wow. You can.
Oh, wait, hold on. The thing is, so here, I don't know if you know there's not Babs. These two little metal things on both of the grippers.
Yeah.
It's magnets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just discovered
that the little, you got magnets on here too.
I was wondering what those were. It's a magnet. Also, if you, so on the end of it, you can change the angle of, oh my God.
Whoa.
You can change the angle of like the thing on the very end, on like near the, where the grabber is, if you pull it out, basically.
This is great. This is fucking great.
Oh, okay.
Dude.
Yeah, I see some. Oh.
This rules. Oh man, two ways. So at an angle too.
Wow. Adam was like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, I will not be seen with you if you're using this.
Well, that's fine because this is definitely a solo activity and I'm fine with that. Like this is definitely a headphones in.
Yeah.
Or the three of us can do it together.
Well, of course.
Equally insane.
We are going. I was like laughing because we are going to go to the Breakfast Club. We're checking off one of our New Year's resolutions next week. I was like, we should bring these with us and do a little session after.
Oh, that's great. Go to Griffith Park after.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. I'm in. I'm very in. Excellent. Get a little trash session.
Wow.
I know. We'll see. I'm like, the more I think about this, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to like this or not because it might be just too gross, but I like the idea of it. I guess you can just avoid the really gross stuff.
Well, that's the thing. This is a volunteer activity. Yeah. We are choosing when we want to pick up trash.
Yes.
Yeah. This is at any point. Any point is helpful. I mean, it's great because I'm picking up some real garbage on the street. The other I was in Philly over New Year's and I just kept picking. I was like, God, you should have hand sanitizer with you right now.
Yeah. And they fold up. Yeah, you can bring them with you.
Oh, this is a hike.
It's lightweight, nice and compact. Man, to the listener, I hope you have somebody in your life that'll get you a little trash picker because this is delightful. Oh, I love it.
And I can honestly say no one else in my life would have the consideration to get this from me.
Absolutely not. I'm gonna come up with a name for mine because like I feel like you could write one on here on like part of it. That would be nice.
Yeah, we might need to have a little decoration party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, if any listeners have any names for our trash pickers, I'd love to get some suggestions.
That's true. Aside from my soul dating first 30 years of my life.
I'm a real trash picker.
Tinder.
Yeah, there's got to be some good... puns we can come up with for that, or someone else can. Not like I can think of it on the spot. Yeah.
I don't know why, but my head when you said Pat, I just went, "Well, there's Trashly Madison."
Oh, Trashly Madison is pretty good. Rhymes with trash. Man, there's a lot of bad words. There's a lot of bad words that rhyme with trash. It's not.
You do ass, yeah, ass, grass, or trash.
Oh, that's good.
Ass, grass, or trash. That's fun. I like that. What rhymes with trash bin? Weird name, weird words. I love it. We'll come up with it.
Yeah. So we're gonna be out here in these streets, everybody. My hot girl walk's just taking a a turn.
Have you picked up trash on your hot girl walk? Oh, you can hang on your purse.
I have not yet because I just opened them yesterday. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could put it in there. That's a good point. No, I just opened them yesterday, finally. So they've just kind of been like sitting here. So I haven't really used mine yet. Except for, like I said, I was just in the kitchen, like, like closing doors.
I'm for sure going to be used. It will just be in my house, just being used.
Yeah. The thing is, I was like, I might end up getting an inside one and an outside one. Because, you know, you're going to need separate. We need to keep them apart like shoes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So many cigarette butts are going to get picked up.
Ooh, I can't wait. I can't wait. This is going to be fun. I wish I'd had it this weekend because I was in for the listener, we're recording this on like January 4th. But I was in Philly for New Year's Day for the Mummers Parade, which was a freaking
Yes, that looked so fun.
Oh, man. It was the freaking best. It's like such a fun, the entire city, it's just celebrating all day long. There's bands and people running around and like, There's different groups. There's this group called like, there's the comics, which are like individual performances where they do these big pieces by themselves. Then there's the wenches, which are like, those are all the blackout drunks, but they throw beads at you. So there, all these guys dressed in like satin dresses with little mini doll umbrellas that match.
Oh my God.
They do this thing called the Mummers Strut down the street and they like drink and throw beads at you. And then there's like the string bands, which do like the full big, very like, you know, elaborate performances and stuff. But I kept getting beads. I have like a ton of beads and shit now, which was great. But there were a couple things that I would have liked to have picked up.
Oh, in Philly after a parade, you would get some good use for that stick.
Oh, 100%. Well, and like me and my friend Zia, who I went with, who's like one of my best friends since college, we have this, like when we do the Mummers, we're just like, okay, so you also have to like take from the land and give back to the land, whatever you can. So you're just trying to like take beads from the land and then just, we're just trying to like use the natural resources of the parade around us at all times and give back to trash cans later on.
Right, right. You're like, no one, we don't need to go to the 99 cent store. The land will provide.
Exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely. Funny. Because my goal was I wanted a Mummers umbrella real bad because they're these tiny doll umbrellas and they have like a little satin top that matched the little outfits. And there was a group called the Mum and Mummers and they were dressed in the orange and light blue. So like from Dumb and Dumber, the tuxedos, was their color scheme. And I was like, I want one of their umbrellas. And they were giving them out and one of them gave one out to a kid. And this lady like saw me like walk away like bummed that I didn't get one. And then she like blackout drunk it. 11 a.m. Sure. She goes, I have six. Do you want one? And then she just like thrust an umbrella at me. And I was like, thank you.
Nice.
It was a dream. It was amazing.
Wow.
It's so silly. And then like, so that's during the day. The parade ends at like 3 o'clock. And then from like 5:30 until 2 a.m. All the Mummers are like, they belong to these like clubhouses down in like South Philly. So they're mostly like tradesmen and stuff is like where the clubs start from. So they all have their clubhouses on the same street. It's called 2 Street, like 2nd Street. And they do like a second parade, which is when they've all been drinking, but their instruments get put away and they just have flatbed trucks with like DJ setups on them. Oh and it's just like this just sea of just Philly fans, but they aren't upset or happy about a game. And they're
right.
Just joyous.
Just celebrating.
Yeah, it's just celebrating, but without a sport attached to it.
That's confounding.
Yeah, can you imagine
also,
such a thing?
Yeah, I love like the opposite of like never follow a hippie to a second location is like always follow a mummer to a second parade.
Always follow a mummer to a second parade. That was silly. And I was like, I was strutting with my umbrella. And then one of the mummers of a different group was like, how'd you get that umbrella? And I was like, he gave it to me. And he was like, that rule. He just was so, they're so happy. And then the next day it was just like beer cans literally all over the entire city.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Of course.
It's like, yeah.
You know who's a mummer is Jason Kelsey, the Eagle.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd imagine so.
He's got big mummer energy. And when the Eagles won the Super Bowl at the parade, he wore his mummer's regalia.
I'd imagine his wench gear.
Wench gear.
That rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. That rules. If I lived in Philly, I'd be a mummer for sure. I absolutely would still be doing that shit.
I love that. Cool. I feel like, New Year's Day doesn't get like a lot of play here, at least. I don't know. I guess there's the Rose Parade, but I don't get that. So.
Yeah.
This is like if the Rose Parade, we kept thinking the Rose Parade is just like the prim and proper city cousin to drunk belligerent Philly cousin. Like, I'm just like, these now, they would never talk to each other.
Mummer is what my leap year party would be looking like, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember, totally. We had a parade when we did that show on St. Patrick's Day. We had a parade.
We did. Very memorable.
So
for sure.
Funny. Yes,
we did
a parade from Tess's. Yeah, because it was like a midnight show or something.
On St. Patrick's Day, proper.
Yeah, and we were like, okay, well, no. We're like, how are we going to get anyone to come to this? And then we're like, a parade?
We're going to need to just like peer pressure our friends into a parade and then try to trick them into the audience of a comedy show.
That was honestly brilliant.
Yeah, we're really smart.
Yeah, because people came to our parade and then had to go watch our show.
Wait a second.
I would do that again. I'm down.
Me too. In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Another parade?
Yeah.
Yeah. Another, maybe leap year. Maybe it's a leap year parade.
Or a
leap day. Yeah, February 29th parade.
All right, Tess, you got to cancel your ski trip. I'm
okay,
so sorry.
Okay, of course.
We got plans. We got to take a break. We've got plans to make. We'll be back in a second, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with us.
Just our thoughts and prayers.
Yep.
We're going to do a fuck, marry, kill because we haven't done it for a while.
Yeah.
And you know what? This is when you really find out what someone's made of.
This is it. They should do these in job interviews.
Dude, that would be appropriate. Just, for HR. And but that, I think that you can make a pretty good assessment based on how the audience.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny because it's like job interviews, dates, like interviewing like a roommate, like. How do we really get to the nut of what someone actually is? Because we're all faking it in the beginning. How can we like start cutting through this bullshit and be like, all right, but what's your real thing?
That's why you got to do that deep dive Google, baby.
Oh, I don't know.
But even then, that doesn't necessarily show you if someone's like a good coworker, you know?
Of course.
That's a good question. Like, what would be the number one thing to ask? I don't know. For me, I will say, I do feel like there's someone interviewing, I would like to see the kitchen because I do think there's a strong correlation between the quality of the snacks and the quality of the job.
Oh, I thought you meant, okay, I was confused. I thought you meant you would like to see the interviewee's kitchen. And I was like, what?
Yeah. Do you use gas or electric? Because...
That is a good question. Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I can definitely. I mean, yeah, my office jobs, they're not providing shit, you know, but I guess also that's a trick to get you to stay there and stuff like that.
Well, and it works on me. And like, I will put up with like a lot of abuse for gummy bears.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. If I can take a razor scooter to the bathroom, well, you know, my allotted one time a day will be very fun.
I'm listening to this book about like the Chicago Fair and the guys who like created, I don't know, who were in charge of like a bunch of the first one had, and their office was known to be like one of these startup ones, like way back in the day where they were like, they had like contests and like they would play piano and they're like, actually it was like a really fun place to work. So it's been going on.
Whoa.
I love that. The 1893 World's Fair?
Yeah, the very first one.
Are you listening to Devil in the White City?
Devil in White City. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That book is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's a little scary. A little scary.
It gets a little spooky.
I am ready.
Yeah. Oh man, that rules. Well, we've got some FMKs.
Let's do an FMK.
Okay, we're just going with basic bitch stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just be who we are, as opposed to
easing in.
Yeah.
Like a very high end.
Well,
like,
we were originally talking about like who should we do? And then we were like, who's in movies? Timothée Chalamet. And I was like, all right, no, let's just go whatever.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen, Jason Segel, Paul Rudd. Boom.
Now,
this is actually really hard.
It actually is really hard.
I don't want to kill any of these guys.
I don't either. Okay. Okay, Brandy, you have a kill ready?
Yeah, you have thoughts, so you go first.
Yeah. Mary Paul Rudd, I want to be around him forever. I want to see his skincare routine, and I feel like if you fuck him, you don't get to see that bathroom.
Good point.
Honestly, but I don't think he has one. I think it's just natural, and I think that would madden me.
Oh, you're probably right.
If it's living in his aura, maybe that would do it. Whatever. I wonder if he gets Botox.
He must get Botox.
I think he probably gets a little bit of work done, but I also just think he has really good genes, you know?
Yeah. I think that's probably part of it. Hot. I'm sure Seth Rogen's fine. I can't handle his constant clearing of everything, so I would just kill him for that. I couldn't deal with it. The laughing, I'd be like, clear your throat constantly. So he's got to die. Okay. And I guess I fucked Jason Segel, which fine.
He's just the
leftover.
Yeah.
But that feels like his role.
Right?
Yeah.
It does, but I just don't think he would. I feel like out of these, well, obviously, marrying Paul Rudd. Like, what are we
doing? We're all going to marry Paul Rudd.
We're all marrying Paul Rudd.
Come on. We're not idiots.
Marrying Paul Rudd. Yeah.
Seth Rogen, I do think I have a jealousy of him in a way that bothers me, you know, because he's just had such a good career. He started in Freaks and Geeks, which is one of my favorite TV shows. Mm-hmm. And then he just, obviously you have to work hard, but he's, you know.
Let's be honest. He plopped his Seth Rogen ass down on a couch and became Seth Rogen. Let's be perfectly
And he's gotten to make what he wants to make forever. Yes. And, you know, and then it really tipped the scales for me when he got to act as one of the Beastie Boys in this like fucking video that they made. It was like him, Elijah Wood, and Danny McBride playing the Beastie Boys in a thing.
What?
They played themselves, them in Fight for Right. It was like some kind of like short movie thing. Okay. I don't know. But that really, I was like, you motherfucker. Like, you're going to do all this shit and then you're also going to hang out with my, you know, favorite band.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think I would fuck him because I do think that he would work harder in bed than Jason Segel.
Very interesting thought process. And I also think that the hate might make the fucking kind of fun.
Yeah, I think that I would, I don't know, come around to it. Also, I just watched The Comeback. I just watched The Comeback season 2 and he's very good in it. And he's like very, just his personality was like very gentle, and I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's something about it in that made me like him. Like, I think I've come around on him in general.
I agree. Oh my God, you guys, I'm having like a kind of scary epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
I might marry Seth Rogen.
Yeah, of course you should.
Of course I should. I mean, Paul Rudd is obviously the hottest, but I think I'll fuck the hottest guy. I think I'd like to fuck Paul Rudd. And because honestly, like, I don't know much about Paul Rudd except that he's hot. Really. I don't know a ton about him as a person except that he's really hot. So to me, that's like, I'm going to fuck you. And then Seth Rogen, like, we obviously both love pot. We both love dogs. I think we'd have a nice time.
Yeah.
He seems honestly like, for all that he has gotten that maybe any Seth Rogen in this world could have gotten, he's handled it with grace.
That's true.
Shit, yeah. I'm going to marry Seth Rogen. But
I mean, your guys' weed empire would be amazing. It'd be incredible.
Please, we would become like the Disney of weed. But this is a hard one for me because for a long time I had a very big crush on Jason Segel. I don't want to kill him at all.
Mm. Right. And I mean, he is the brother of a past guest we've had in the show, so she might be mad at us.
Don't be mad at us.
Yes.
I think your brother's cute. I love his work. He's very funny. I don't want to kill him.
Yeah. Yes.
When we made like an episode that was okay for our moms to listen, we did a version of this called Fuck Mary Mary. Well, I like that we were like, it's fine if we say fuck, but we can't kill.
Is that what we did?
I think it was Fuck Mary Mary. I remember because we had two theme songs that we would accidentally play the Fuck Mary Mary sometimes.
Right.
Theme song. Okay.
Wow, okay. That was hard. That was hard. And
I was like, I have a lot more thoughts on Seth Rogen than I realized.
Me too.
I guess I did know I had them, but I didn't
think about it. I needed to talk it out.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was there until we explored.
Okay, now I'm going to do, I'm just throwing one out there because I feel like it. We're going to do warm socks. I had an idea and I just forgot it. Warm socks, soup, or tea?
Oh.
Oh, cozy things.
Yeah, cozy stuff.
I have a question about warm socks. Do you mean like they just came out of the dryer or like they're thick?
I just mean like they're thick, like they're really comfy.
Comfy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a difference.
It does. Man, it's so hard. What is the soup and the tea that you guys are picturing?
Oh.
Because I think those are very, like the kind of soup I think really is going to depend. Because there's a lot of soups I would kill. There's a few soups I'd marry. There's a few soups I'd fuck. You know what I mean?
100%. 100%. Yeah. Well, for me, I have become quite a soup snob in my old age. I very rarely eat like canned soup. I almost always eat like soup from scratch. Mm-hmm. So to me, soup is not just a soup, but it's the experience of making a soup, which I really enjoy.
That sounds
very therapeutic. I think I would marry soup. I would totally marry soup.
Yeah, I guess I'm not thinking of a specific soup because that embodies so many different things.
What's the last soup you guys fucked with?
I love soup. I think the last thing I had was a butternut squash for Thanksgiving or something like that.
You make that good butternut squash.
Yeah. I found a really good recipe. It's meant to be a vegan mac and cheese, but the sauce I just use as like a butternut squash soup. And it's just like, what are they called? Onions.
Chives? Or just were you just literally
the
just
way that you,
shallots?
The way that you prepared the onions, I just couldn't think.
All right, our next one will be onions, shallots, or chives.
Anyway, whatever. Okay, yeah. I guess I'm thinking, but in general, I'm thinking of like a brothy soup, like a chicken noodle or, you know, I think that's your basic bitch. Like a broth with a noodle and a bean or something.
And a veggie, yeah.
Yeah.
My most recent soup, I just made a batch of split pea at my in-laws.
Ooh.
It was a hit.
I feel like
pea.
I haven't had good split pea because I don't have good feelings about it.
Oh.
When it's good, it's good, man.
Yeah.
When it's bad, it's like a weird green mush. But when it's good, it's like.
Yeah. I think I have like a weird association with it. So I need to
need to change your relationship. Split pea.
My Instagram's gotten real soup heavy lately. But it's also like my explore page keeps being like, hey, you want a big old chunk of bread and you just want to dip it straight through? But it's this like pornographic, just like super close, just like running the bread through the. There's a couple accounts that keep being shown to me that are amazing, but I'm just like, this feels borderline sexual.
I mean, honestly, I'm pretty sure as soon as I clicked order on the trash grabbers that your thing started showing you soup.
I think so.
That's probably right.
It said run age bracket.
We're getting to the soup and age.
Love it. Love it.
Also, do you guys consider pho and ramen soup?
Yes.
I guess I don't really. Like, I think them as separate.
Okay.
They're like cousins to me.
Yeah, they probably are. I just, for me, like, when I think of, when I'm like, I want soup, it's not ramen.
That's how I feel too.
Usually, if I want soup, I want like something like hot and brothy usually. And then if I don't.
But I feel like that's ramen though, right?
Yeah. It's hot like and ramen. Ramen very much feels like soup. Yeah, they both do feel like that to me. Usually,
hot and brothy.
Hot and brothy.
Now the more again, this is very sensual. Really, I mean, it's very like. I mean, a pho, like it's like so hot. It's like, getting me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna say I'm killing tea because I could take it or leave it. I don't give a fuck about it. Dirty water, get away from
me. Oh wow, hot take.
That's interesting.
Very hot take.
I like actually have thought, I was like, you're gonna drink all your tea bags this year. That like is a low key.
That's a good one.
Because I have, hold on,
we got a tea count going
today.
Oh wow, Brandi, you're even worse than me.
This.
Wow.
Whoa.
Brandi, what are you
what
gonna
do?
What
do we do?
Are any expired? You could probably get rid of some. Well, you don't know because they're not in the box.
No, they're not. None of these are expired. This is, I don't know. Maybe some of them are.
I did just throw away like a thing that I was like, all right, these are definitely old as shit.
Yeah, does anyone have, I'm dead serious, does any adult in this world have the proper amount of tea? No.
No. Well, also, I'll do some real hoardery shit. I'll go to like a hotel, and then if they got like tea, I'll just like grab all the tea bags. I'm just like, I'm gonna need these. And then you have a bin.
That's what you end up with. That you're going to be the cigarettes. They're going to force you to drink everything of tea at once. So you
drinking
never
that
feel.
Whole bit of tea this year. Drinking that bit of tea. I literally like earlier, like a couple days ago, I was like, you got to drink that tea this year. Otherwise you got to get rid of everything. You can't. No more. I'm not buying anything new until old stuff is gone. That's like my thing this year.
I put myself on a tea embargo recently as well, Brandy. And I think you're going to be happy with the results.
Thank you.
Because because then you get to buy more tea.
All right. Well, glug, glug. Let's get going.
What have we become? What is this?
Grab it with my...
use your trash grabber to get, pick out a...
I mean, this one's real good. It wasn't even in a bin. This one's like separate. This one is a licorice and peppermint from Tea Pigs. It's just a company called Tea Pigs. I just liked the way it sounded. And I was like, I like those flavors.
Brandy, that doesn't look like it's been opened.
It hasn't. This one. But the non-opens, we're just going to let those sit until the bin is gone.
Okay. Who cares about the fuck, marry, kill thing? More importantly,
yes,
how are we approaching this year with... bringing things in. I'm trying to be a lot better. As I mentioned, I brought home a pile of Target shit yesterday.
Yeah, well,
but I didn't buy any stupid home goods shit that I don't need. And that for me, I feel like that's one of my number one just like shopping issues is I just buy stupid home goods shit that I don't end up needing.
So what are you doing? Just staying out of home goods?
I didn't go in yesterday, so that was a win. Yeah.
Okay,
and that Target area fucks me every time. That like
the
you know their
one?
Cheap area. Yes, yeah. Especially with seasonal stuff. I always end up buying shit there, and I'm like, I did not need to spend this like $20-$30. You know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to just really use up a bunch of stuff.
It's like, why am I still buying new things when I haven't? I haven't even seen how the other one worked because I like barely used it.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I'm like that I've never in my fucking life been able to land on a mascara.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I landed on one, thank God, because I just buy that. But like, that's really tough.
What is it?
What do you got?
It's that Colossal. The Maybelline, the yellow one.
Oh, that one's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like it. And also, you know what? It doesn't come off. Like, I noticed so many of them, like, come off over the day. That one doesn't. That's, like, the biggest thing I can say for it, too.
Okay, cool.
Well, I just got a bunch from... because I was part of the... there was a Fenty privacy breach class action lawsuit.
Really?
That I got $120 in Fenty bucks that I got to use. And which I've never... It's funny because I don't even know if I've ever owned the website, but it was like, was your data potentially breached? And I was like, sure.
Yeah, of course it was. Yes, it was.
Damn it, I've given Rihanna so much of my money, I didn't get no email.
I got $13.26 to my Venmo, and then I got $120 in Fenty bucks.
Oh, shit.
So I've got two mascaras. I got two mascaras. I got like a... eyeshadow, and then I got two face things because I was like, I don't know. They were highly rated. So
well see. Yeah, I mean, if you're getting it for free.
Yeah.
But I was like, I gotta use the bucks. I wanted the best bang for the buck.
No, that was smart. And
now we're done.
Cut off. And I've talked about it before. Fenty, that's my favorite celebrity endorsed line. Like, I think that's good shit.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go buy some.
I'm gonna go buy some. And another thing I've been thinking about is I have my eye on the J-Lo face cream because I know that's maybe not what she uses, but her skin is so good.
Yeah.
That
Salma Hayek used to have one and then it got discontinued, and you can find lots of reviews of middle-aged women lamenting it on the internet often.
Really?
You go search, where they're just like, it was good. Why? Why is it gone?
Yeah, she has great skin.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Salma Hayek's like,
I always, for anybody, it's like, shit. J-Lo can't bottle up what J-Lo has.
I know.
It's just not possible.
I know. Yeah. But I'm buying into the fantasy.
There's just like a little bit of Ben Affleck's saliva.
Yeah, saliva. That's
from like cheek kisses. Yeah, saliva.
His Dunkin' Donuts cream. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Lost to apologize.
I want to say that I'm not bringing stuff into my house, but as you know, Babs, I'm flirting with the idea of buying a large tiger painting.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Okay. What kind of tiger painting?
Let me send you the link.
Please.
It's on Craigslist listed as a large tiger painting. It's not what I was looking for on Craigslist.
I mean, I'm very intrigued already.
Yeah.
I love a Craigslist art because then it's just like, what's the story behind this?
Right? And it's really cheap. And hold on. Here's the chat.
It's how big is it?
Let's see. It's 24 by 36. So what is that? 2 feet by 3 feet?
Wow, that's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good size.
Wait, where's the chat? Here we go. I really need Big to show art. You guys this. Large tiger. I mean, it seems like a really good deal. The only issue is I have to drive to Redondo Beach.
That's, ooh, it's really good.
Right?
What? Did he respond?
Yeah, man, it's mine if I want it.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, wait, wasn't it $36 before? Or no?
It was always okay. 60.
Oh, okay. For some reason in my head, it was 36.
Nah, dude, I hate to tell you, but this is good.
That's what I said. I said, go get it.
Everyone seems to think I should go get it.
Wait, 35 by 42 possible trade for electric guitar?
It's so good.
I have an electric guitar I was going to get rid of this year that I literally am like never going to play that electric, so I want to get a different one. If you want it, maybe you can see if you can barter it for this painting. And then we're getting rid of one of my things and you're getting something. So did you really even get anything?
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Think about that.
What a solution.
I think if you do this, you've got to do the electric guitar approach if it's available.
It's just too funny. It's just too funny to trade an electric guitar for a large tiger painting.
Yeah. No, it's really great.
God, I wish this, because like on OfferUp, you can click and see what other stuff this person has posted. I really want to know what other shit this guy
is. I know.
I love it. I love it. Three tigers. They look like they're looking at something. It's a blast. Yeah. You should definitely get this for your office.
Yeah. I think it would look cute in my office.
Great.
Damn it. Damn it.
I think so too.
Damn it. Okay.
Unfortunately.
Redondo's not that far.
It's not that bad, right?
That's a nice drive. It's a nice drive.
The beach. That's going to be worth it. It's going to be a momentary moment in traffic for a lifetime of joy with these tigers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I can't believe it's still available.
We're done.
Okay, great.
Yeah. If he wants it, maybe. Yeah. If that helps sweeten the deal at all. All yours.
Wow, thanks, Brandy. You really just are going to get rid of your electric guitar?
It's like, yeah, because I bought this one literally when I was like 19. I've had it forever. And like, I've actually gotten pretty decent at guitar in the last couple of years playing acoustic. And it's like not an electric that I want. Like, it's just not, I'm like, oh, this is like not the one that I didn't know anything about it when I bought it forever ago.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, I'm going to get rid of this, buy something new. But yeah, it's like an old Ibanez shredder that like is not what I want at all.
Wow. So, okay.
Yeah.
This is very exciting.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I cannot wait. I can't wait to next time we Zoom and Tessa's got the
painting behind her. It's going to be great.
Reveal.
You guys have like Zoomed with me on like work meetings and stuff, and like, you know how like where my desk is, it's kind of like white behind me because I have my Dodgers picture, but it's too high. I want to put the tigers there.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a power move.
It's a power move.
It
right?
would make you look like a tigress in the middle with all of these other tigers around you. Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Highly, I'm real into it.
Okay. We got the eye of the tiger, guys.
And you're going to get the bye of the tiger.
Hello. Also, I feel like, because I am going to have to be a little bit flaky with this guy because I told him I would come tonight, but then Sean asked if I wanted to go out to dinner, and I do. So now I'm pushing to tomorrow. So I feel like if I have the promise of the electric guitar, then he'll put up with my flakiness a little bit better.
That's great. I like
that. I also like that, like, it seems like you have just spent the last day trying to find an electric guitar.
Right? I didn't mention it.
You haven't mentioned it yet, but now it's a part of the deal.
Oh my god, this thing's been available for 2 weeks and I don't understand how.
Wow,
like, it's really good.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Okay. Wow. We're gonna take a break, but big things on the horizon, everyone. Hey everybody, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
Oh, I did it like that.
Hey. Yeah. And our guest this portion is you, the listener, because you've written us lady problems.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. If you have a lady problem, send them to us, ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com, or give us a phone call, 3236-BUT-30.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
This next one comes written into us. I'm a guy with a lady problem about a friend. So for background, I've been friends with a guy who we'll call Jeff for about a year and a half. And y'all, I am not feeling this friendship. Jeff has a short temper, exhibits a very negative outlook on life, and can sometimes even be straight up mean. He's the only friend of mine who has yelled at me, often lashing out at very small annoyances, and I sometimes find myself walking on eggshells not to make him upset. He's also asked me for money a few times. We're talking about $50 or so each time, but still. This sounds like a cut and dry situation, but here's what's keeping me in contact with him. Guilt. Jeff has had a very difficult life that, without going into too much triggering detail, has included poor mental health, food insecurity, drug addiction, and abuse. I frequently acted as a positive cheerleader for him in low periods like depressive episodes, and while I try to offer him advice in difficult situations, he doesn't seem to really take it, often has a negative rebuttal, and sometimes even gets upset at my help. I've considered doing what Tess called the fade to black to effectively end this friendship, but I can't get over the intense guilt for that this very damaged person needs a positive force in his life. But I'm also tired of trying to make someone's life better when they won't help themselves. For example, this summer he asked a few friends for money because he was completely broke, like skipping meals levels of broke. However, he admits that he put himself in the situation by cussing out his boss and walking out of his job.
Oh God.
He then went several weeks without even trying to apply for something new. When I tried to send job prospects his way, he told me that I was pissing him off. Overall, I care about this friend, but I don't enjoy talking to him. Okay. It's emotionally exhausting being his friend because he's always in some kind of crisis, and I never know what version of Jeff I'm going to get when we hang out. He's very funny and outgoing or extremely irritable and immature self. How do I overcome the guilt of deferring him to a therapist's help and cutting him out of my life? How do I help him get to therapy in the first place when he isn't even making an effort to see one? Please help. Thanks for reading my email. I love the show, and your Wednesday episodes are always a bright spot in my work week.
Oh, man. I love you, and I know that you are doing your best. What you're doing is not actually helping him. Mm. It is delaying an inevitable rock bottom that he needs to hit.
Interesting.
And he will hit.
Yeah.
And you're just getting in the way of that happening. And it's the best of intentions, but this is enabling behavior trying to soften a fall that this person needs to hit before anything's actually going to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, that makes sense, because if it was like, if there was a specific addiction attached to it at the moment, you know, it would be enabling. And just because he isn't actively doing anything doesn't mean that you're not enabling them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, I happened to listen to this morning to like a mini-sode between Oprah and Gail. Mm-hmm. And Oprah was
and
saying,
Oprah cut Gail out of her life.
And Oprah had to cut Gail out because Gail was skipping meals. And no, but Oprah was like, look, anyone who, like, when you're in their presence, you don't feel like you are 100% your full authentic self is not actually your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Oprah said, I have very few friends, which I don't doubt for one second. But she's like, yes. I mean, because that's a pretty yeah. high bar, right? But like, are you, I think I, you need, like, you keep saying this friendship, this friend, this friend, this friend. Is this yeah. a friend? Like, is this, yeah. in order for it to be a friendship, you are you your truest self? Do you like who you are in this person's presence? Do you feel that you're mm-hmm. you're your most you when you're around this person? And if not, then I think that maybe it's helpful to, like, reframe this and, like, don't even, mm-hmm. it's not a friendship. You're doing a kindness for someone, which is really nice, but it's mm-hmm. not really a friendship because you're not really getting yeah. anything out of it.
No, yeah, you're being borderline, like, verbally abused often. And this yeah. is all, you've been friends for a year and a half. This is a lot. I don't know. I can't imagine.
I forgot about that part.
It's been a year and a half. He's yeah. asked you for money multiple times in a year, and other friends of yours, $50 or so each time. Like, that's, like, this is, yeah. This is a person who has a lot of things and is going to keep taking stuff from people that were going to give it to him. And it sounds like you're a very generous person, you know, but he will keep taking if it's available. That's just this personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. I feel like you're talking all the time about him, but what are mm-hmm. you going through? What's the best yeah. thing for you? I mean, at the end of the day, that's really what is important. And, like, what about your mental health and mm-hmm. everything that, you know, he doesn't seem to be taking into consideration. And I mean, you know, the beauty of friendship is that you're mm-hmm. of real friendship is that you are there for the highs and the lows. And, like, obviously, it's going to go, you know, things go through different phases. Yeah. But if this is constant and mm-hmm. never ending, that's not a phase, you know, mm-hmm. that is how he's treating his relationships. And that is how he's valuing you and showing you that, you know, he feels. And I mean, I think a lot of us know how frustrating it is when somebody is not responsive to, like, your suggestions, you know, it's really tough, but, like, mm-hmm. you are never going to be able to make him do one fucking thing. You can't make him do anything. He's going to have to get there himself. And, you know, if he's not at least being appreciative of your help, then especially mm-hmm. that's a bad sign. You know, I could yeah. get it if it's like, ugh, don't send me this. Like, if you feel that way, but outwardly telling, like, being yeah. a dick about it, it's like, all right, well then, go fuck yourself, man. I don't know what yeah. to tell you.
And, like, yeah. I deal with guilt a lot. I mean, in terms of, like, organizations I can donate to, like, you know, stuff like that where I'll be like, I only have this. I mean, I deal with it a lot with, like, because I'm always just seeing, like, animals that need mm-hmm. rescue, and I have to be like, no, yeah. you, like, literally can't. Like, you need to, like, you've donated enough yeah. this month. Or things, I don't know, like, or my time, too, definitely. Like, mm-hmm. I'm totally, you know, Pisces moon can relate to, like, mm-hmm. being super empathetic and, like, wanting. But, like, sometimes I'll tell myself, like, okay, you only have this many hours in this life, in mm-hmm. this day. Like, is this thing that is asking my time or my money or whatever, I'm going to be making a choice to be choosing to do that yeah. or something else or a creative thing that's important to me or spending time with someone that I really miss or sleeping or, like, all, like, so mm-hmm. frame it to yourself that way. Even, like, the $50, literally, mm-hmm. would you rather give that $50 to Jeff or would you rather give that $50 to your favorite charity? Or would you rather give that $50 mm-hmm. to a self-embetterment thing for yourself that you've been thinking about for a long time? Because your resources, whether it's time, emotions, money, they are finite. And every time mm-hmm. you're choosing to give some to him, you're choosing not to give it to something else that's important to you. And so sometimes when I tell myself that, like, it does, like, if it's, like, something that I'm not really excited about, it's like, okay, there's other people that need my money and my time and everything. So, like, think about it yeah. that way. Like, there are other more probably effective ways to spend your time and your money and your emotional energy.
Absolutely. And it's like, this is like a phrase that I often say to myself is, like, love is boundaries. And, like, a way that you, like, show people that you love them is by putting up boundaries with stuff, because that is how you retain the space and energy and time and money to be able to, like, actually take care of things, you know, because if you just constantly give and give and give of yourself, then you just become, you know, just there's nothing for you to actually effectively give to anything. You know, it's difficult. Know that this person's not going to take it well. Mm-mm. When you put a boundary up with them, but that's work for you to do. Like, this is also, like, a really great lesson for you. You know, this is like a big growing moment, a big lesson for you to like learn to be like, okay, I'm not going to like enmesh with a person like this that is not thankful, is not giving back to me, is not going to like, I'd be curious to know how much of your time and energy is going into thinking about this friendship mm-hmm. when you're not getting anything back yeah. from it. Mm-hmm. And I'd also ask you to think, does this person remind you of somebody else in your life? Mm. Is there a pattern with this person that is somewhere else in your life? Mm. And then that's internal work that you need to do. I would just have you, you know, maybe ruminate on that for a while. Because I feel like a lot of the times it's like, you can have patterns with people where you're like, oh man, I'm like so in this, but this is actually because like this person reminds me of like somebody else in my life, or like, this is like, I'm used, this is how I am in these kind of relationships, you know? And it's so mm-hmm. easy to fall back into that shit over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. And I think like, you know, no one wants to hear this, but unfortunately in relationships like this, a lot of times that person is manipulative, you know, yes. and they might not be doing it on purpose, mm-hmm. but it's just kind of how they've learned to get things, or, you know, even his negativeness is manipulative because it's like, he knows that you want to help him, but he's pushing, you know what I mean? He knows to like how to push your buttons a certain way. So he's not like, you know, necessarily an innocent person in this. And again, like I said, yeah. he's probably not on purpose, but like, this is how sometimes people just get the things they need, you know? So mm-hmm. I would, you know, obviously there's a few different approaches you can take. You know, there's the fade to black thing. You know, if you want to be direct with him, you could say something like, look, I really love you, but it looks like, but like this just friendship is taking a lot out of me. And like, I've got to take a break. I wish the best for you. I hope things get better. And like, mm-hmm. you know, I'd love to like see you later on down the line, but right now it's just too much. And that might be really hard. I don't know if you can do that or not. Yeah. But you know, you could be encouraging to him while also saying like, I can't, like, I gotta take a step back from my own, or just be, you know, you could just say like, I'm super busy or something, but
yeah.
Yeah, or just put up the boundary and like, it'll probably yeah. take care of itself, honestly. Like, next time this right, person yeah. makes an inappropriate ask, protect your peace, mm-hmm. protect your space, put up that boundary in yeah. a loving way. Like, absolve yeah. yourself loving of the way. Guilt by doing it in a loving way and having it come from a loving place and wishing him the best. But I have mm-hmm. a feeling if you're like, no, sorry, I don't have $50. In fact, you've never paid me back those other $50 and I can't lend you any more money. I have a feeling mm-hmm. that it's going to take yeah. care of itself.
I think so, too.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah. this guy's got to run out of people to get yeah. his shit together, it sounds like, unfortunately, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Unfortunately, that's true. I think probably like, yeah. And I think it's like a lot of the time people that have, you know, have had a really hard life, like a positive, like force can feel painful because you are like, you're exposed because like, that's not what they're used to. So now you're just showing them like a
yeah,
different
they don't
positive
trust
thing.
It.
They don't trust it. So, and it makes everything else feel more painful because nothing else was like that until now. And that's like, that fucking sucks. And that doesn't mean to keep pushing it though, because that person needs to like deal with that. And what happens to you is not your fault, but it is your responsibility to handle your shit. And that's all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, you know, I'm sorry all that stuff's happened to him, but there are a lot of resources available, you know, and, but if people keep helping people like this, it's like, they will not do it because they're like, well, I can just keep breading along because change is difficult. But
yeah, I mean, it's so hard to see a lot, you know, depression. It's obviously it's,
yeah,
we all know how it works. It's like the last thing in the world you want to do is get up and find therapy and get a job, mm-hmm. and you know, all that shit. But
yeah,
again, at the end of the day, it's like, you can't change those things for him. So once you reach that conclusion, then you have to find mm-hmm. out, decide like where you are after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, when you think about him, picture like good things happening for him, like wish him well.
Yeah.
I think absolutely. That's like, you do, you wish this person well, you want the best for him. That's why you've been helping him so much. Is this not, mm-hmm. you're not doing anything insensitive. Mm-hmm. You're being the best friend you can be, like, and let it, hopefully that will keep you from like fixating on this and like feeling like super guilty and falling into like a guilt spiral. It's just like, when he comes up in your mind, just mm-hmm. wish him well. Picture him getting yeah. a job. Yeah. Picture him doing well.
Yeah.
And I yeah. think, you know, I mean, if you want the door to be open somewhat, I would allow yourself to like extricate, but like see him occasionally, very occasionally. And I do think that A, you'd have to protect yourself in that situation, not fall back. And you have to be really, really, really aware. Yeah. But I do think you'll also see it with a lot different perspective if you have some time away, you know?
Yeah, distance breeds you'll
be
able clarity.
To be more clear about everything. So you could still be like, I do want to be a positive force in his life, you know, and like show up sometimes. Mm-hmm. You can still do that, but you can definitely protect yourself at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, do
you
like
got this. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, you got it. And like always when you hang, if you're going to see them, like have a exit time. And way to go.
Yeah.
You know, don't get caught up in the hurricane. Just stop by. I have a 1 o'clock appointment. Cool. Let's go get coffee, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah. I think exits are good with that kind of stuff to like, no, hey, I got a thing I got to get to.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. I'm sorry. You sound like a really, really kind, thoughtful, very generous, giving person.
Mm-hmm.
And you deserve to have people in your life that see that and respect that and appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Just think about like what you can do. Like, just think about what you can do if you just harness that energy in a slightly different direction. I doubt if you had like your pick of everything in the world, you're going to be like, I want to put all my energy in Jeff.
Yeah. No, 100%. It's true. It's true. Wish all the Jeffs out there could hear that.
Wow, I got some things to think about. we've all got some Jeffs.
Everyone, and that's the thing. Everyone has a Jeff.
Everyone's got some Jeffs, and it's very tough. Everyone goes through the same thing. You know, no one wants to feel like they're not helping someone. Like, no, like you want to be a good person, you want to help someone. So it's extremely hard, and I definitely sympathize with what you're going through. And we send you all the best, and you got this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's our ep, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you for sending us your lady problems. And anything we want to plug?
My butt.
Hey!
Hey!
All right, we're gonna go grab some trash. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hi, ladies. This is the caller that called in about having trouble breaking up with her friend, and having so much love for her kids and not wanting to break that relationship up. I did just want to call in and say thank you so much for your advice and for your empathy and for your understanding of the situation. I have decided to step back from the family as a whole. I send them nothing but love. I do hope that the mom, my friend, is able to find some kindness in her heart and some patience when she's with her kids. The relationship with her husband, who I've been friends with for like 15 years, I think it's just going to kind of fizzle out in its own way. We're no longer on the same softball team, so I don't see him every week. And I really do wish them nothing but the best. It's with a heavy heart that I step back, but I do fully believe if you don't have a relationship with the parents, you shouldn't have a relationship with the kids. So thank you, ladies, so much for your advice and for hearing me out. I was so nervous about talking about this topic, but it did help me find a little bit of peace with it. So thanks, ladies. Have a good one.
Hi, this is Brian from Michigan. I should have rehearsed this before, so ignore my previous message. You were talking about getting a cameo for someone, and I got one from Allison Arngrim, who played Nellie Olson on Little House on the Prairie, and she was so bananas and so bonkers in it that he loved it. He's played it 1,000 times and reshares it every, I got it for his birthday, but she even brought out the wig that she wore on the show. Like, she was all out for it. And it wasn't that expensive, and it was maybe one of the best gifts I've ever gotten him. So I definitely suggest that if you have an idea for a gift. All right, talk to you later. Love you guys. Bye.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine.
Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker.